Okay, Gwen, can you tell us, this is being recorded just for playback purposes, mm-hmm. can you tell us what your position and role is at BOSS?
Hi, everybody. My name is Gwen Austin, and I am the Community Engagement Manager at Building Opportunities for Self-Sufficiency, aka BOSS. And what I do at BOSS is primarily, and we're two hats, so I work in Development Department. And development, I work with the community and getting donations, whether in-kind or monetary. And then I go and I speak at different schools and organizations, and I'm on panels. I do speaking engagements for different places. But also I do a lot of, which has been limited a little bit, but it's been, I used to do a lot of advocacy work. I still do it, but not as much as I used to because we now have a social justice collective. So I'm still involved in it. And so social justice is part of my background, and I enjoy doing that as well. So that that means that I get a chance to talk to people about the issues that are concerning them, about justice and liberty and what they're capable of doing as far as making changes in their communities and all those wonderful things.
Okay. And I heard you say earlier that you were on panels and discussions, and it is National Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask you, in your opinion, what strides have been made in these recent years towards gender equality? And what do you believe still needs to be accomplished to ensure the equal opportunities and rights for women?
Oh my God, that's a wonderful loaded question.
It was the last question too. I said, let me switch it up.
That's loaded. No, that's got some meat on the potatoes and stuff.
I know you like meat and potatoes.
Well, here's what I have noticed about women and productivity, historically speaking. I've noticed more women have come to the forefront to be our leaders. And that means in all different capacities, whether they're running a company, whether they're running for government, whether they're being part of a community advocacy group, for example. I just came out of a meeting with a wonderful woman. But it's a lot of women that are doing things that were not a place for them to do years ago. So that's where I see it's not balanced, it's not justice, but I see something different in the dynamics of who we are getting our information from these days. Of course, it's still a male-dominated society, primarily white male. So we still see a lot of that, but we're also seeing a lot of women of color coming to the forefront because there's a need. And not that it's so much that we're being accepted, but it's just the need is there.
So what do you still believe needs to be accomplished to ensure
justice, equality, all those things that our four mothers marched for, and the men behind them, and I can reverse it around because it always has been the women that stand behind the man. So I can say that the man that stands with and beside the woman is how we need to sort of continue to push for. And it's probably never going to be an equal playing field. However, there is room for us to be at the table, in the room, making decisions, and big decisions, not just stuff in your family. But women we have a role in society now because for years and years and years, patriarchal, it literally doesn't work for the society from my viewpoint. It just doesn't. Because if you don't have women running some things, probably not all things, because I think that's where the imbalance comes. That's where the injustice comes. That's where the inequality comes. So we need the balance. I think that's still to be reached.
Yeah. Can you share why Women History Month is important to you personally, and what significance does it hold to our society?
Well,
that was an audible section. One was elated for this question. And
I'm so sorry. Could you repeat that question, please, yes. My dear? Because I was really chuckling at that question because lots of things are loaded today. It just is.
What is today?
Today is, this is Women's History Month. So you're asking me what's important about Women's History Month? Why do I think it's important? Mm-hmm. I didn't prepare anything there. I have no notes in front of me. But I'm going to tell you, this is just a personal story from my family and why women's history is important to me. Because I watched a woman, one of my great aunts and my grandmother, I watched the two of them and how they navigated through life and how important their role was. I didn't get it as a young person, but to watch the two of them, one was a social justice guru. She didn't know it. This is where I get my probably wanting to help people and want to see equality. And then I have my grandmother over here who's just, but is the kind of person that talked about the importance of women's role. So I take those two, and then that wasn't even Women's History Month on my radar at all. We're talking about young Gwen. As an older person, I looked to those two women, not my mother, but those two women who helped sort of shape the type of person that I am. And they said to me on different occasions, the importance of who I am. And when we start to celebrate women, just women overall, that kind of gets me motivated to do certain things. So I've been nominated for Woman of the Year, a woman that does this, a woman who goes after that, a woman who's not afraid to do that. But I'm still in that same frame of thinking that women have to continue to do more. And it's always going to be important. This March, that's why that question was like, it's just not March. It's all year. But because they're celebrating us, because we have an International Women's Day on one day, and then they celebrate the whole month of March to celebrate all women, it's there with me all the time. So Women's History Month is a good thing that we're seeing, just like Black History Month. I feel the same. I sort of put that in the same category. Why are we celebrating that again? And then why are we celebrating this again? They're all equally important.
Do you have anything to say to our readers?
I love them all. It's okay. You can edit that out.
There's no editing in the revolution.
Here's the deal with our leaders. It's hard to be a leader because everybody's not going to like you. But some people are. You got to make some tough decisions, especially if you are in a position where it affects so many people, not just. Like you got a company of 10 people. That's a little different than thousands of people. So our leaders, for me, are those legislators, are those women that run these wonderful companies, are our medical folks, are our, everybody that is making some sort of decision. So what I would say to them, it's a tough job, but do the right thing, make some of the right decision, surround yourself with people. It doesn't necessarily have to be like-minded people because you don't want people that always say yes to you. You want someone that's going to challenge you at certain times. So I would just say to my leaders, do the best that you can do. Know what's right and wrong. and then put something on the table where we can support it and then we can help to not mold certain things, but change the way society runs as it does today. Because today, It could really be a whole lot different, but it's not. Why? Because we've got all these forces against us. But I'm just saying, stay truthful and honest to who you are. You ran for an office, or you ran for something, or you decided to open your own business for a reason.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to change something in society, make sure that people's voices were heard, and then hopefully we could pass it on to the next generation. We could pay it forward. I am like the number one advocate for paying things forward because I want people to do as well as everyone else. I don't want them to have any barriers, anything that prohibit them. All they have to do is open their mouth and ask for it. So that's where I stand on all that.
I love it. Well, Gwen, I don't want to take up any of your time.
Whoa. No, I'm just kidding.